97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a very, very rainy Friday, and I'm looking out the window here, Kim, and that wind that Dave Murray was talking about is starting to show up a little bit. I'm seeing the treetops twisting around here a little bit downtown. Not twisting, but certainly blowing around.
I like twisting.
40-mile-an-hour winds.
The trees are twisting. Twist and shout.
Twisted Tree. Let's talk about that
for a
minute.
Oh, a steak at Twisted Tree. But you know what's really good at Twisted Tree? The salad. They have different salad dressings, and you mix them together. They're phenomenal.
We are not infatuated by food here on the morning show, I promise you. Oh, that's one of my favorite steakhouses ever. All right. Anyway, the weather's not good for the concert tonight, but it's going to go on anyway. We had Dave Murray on earlier, a meteorologist. He's in town, and you can listen to that if you want to look it up on demand. There, we'll have it up for you, or you can hit rewind on the Odyssey app and listen to Dave's interview about an hour ago, about 6:20. We had Dave Murray on here talking about the weather forecast for this weekend and the Evolution Festival and all that good stuff. Welcome to all the folks following us on Rumble. We have started taking the show live there every day. You can go there. You don't have to really sign up if you don't want to. If you want to take part in the chat, that is a good idea. It's free, and then you can watch the show every day there instead of on Facebook, which still has us in Facebook jail. So eventually we may be back on there. In the meantime, Rumble or X is a good way to go to watch the show in real time. We appreciate that. Hey, guess what? We're going to talk about the voter's guide. My voter's guide is done. It's just not posted on the internet yet because we are working on getting that done today. And we're going to talk about some of the details here in just a minute. Before we get to that, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Just out of curiosity, are you registered to vote?
Yes, we've already registered.
Are you a citizen?
No.
Are you a citizen? No, I'm waiting for my residency right now.
Wow, an undercover reporter finding a whole lot of people who claim they're planning to vote, but they are not citizens of the United States. How widespread might this problem be in November?
And whether you call her a border czar or just say that she was put in charge of the border, doesn't make any difference. Same thing. She's done a horrible job.
But you have to admit, President Trump, it was a holistically horrible job.
Would your family let you go over to somebody's house who's really supportive of Donald Trump?
No.
And why not?
Because, like, my mom and dad don't like Donald Trump at all.
Yep. Truth from the mouth of Babe. CNN went out and interviewed a bunch of kids on how they might react. And the kids from conservative families had a far different approach to that question.
The filibuster, getting rid of it, changing the rules to pass and to codify Roe v. Wade. Would you support that?
Absolutely.
Yep. That's the Democratic candidate for Senate in Missouri right there, Lucas Kuntz. Far left. Pro-abortion. He's all in on this Amendment 3 thing. He wants abortion up until birth, just like the rest of them. He wants to ban the filibuster. He wants to get rid of the 60 votes required for cloture in the Senate. And he ran from the question as to whether or not he supports Kamala Harris. He said, I won't endorse anyone. I don't want to tell people how to vote. I just want them to vote for me.
We know he's voting for Kamala Harris, but you're right. He just doesn't want to associate with her because he wants to come off as the middle of the road candidate as opposed to Josh Hawley, who he would, I'm sure, refer to as a far right extremist.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is embarrassing that he's running away from the candidate who's apparently the greatest candidate in the history of candidates. For the Democratic Party this year. She was the worst when she was vice president. Now she's suddenly the best, according to all the media outlets, just so you know, in case you're keeping track there. Hey, let's talk about the voter guide for just a minute. I've got it in my grubby little fingers this morning, and it is out. I have covered it here extensively, what's going to happen in November. So let me read to you what I've said in the voter guide here, right off the top. This is... In November, your best opportunity to save America. If you can save the economy, you can save your sanity, your tax dollars, your security, you can protect your kids, you get the idea, right? It's everything's on the line, starting with, guess what, Lucas Kuntz and unrestricted abortion until the moment of birth. This year might be the boldest real-time example we have of the out-of-state dark money that's abusing the weak initiative petitions process in the state of Missouri. Tens of millions of dollars, we've covered this, flowing in right now to deceive voters on everything from abortion to gambling initiatives. And I talk about all of it on each of these issues, each of these amendments. I explain them to you right here in the November Voters Guide. It's going to be posted today on our website. I hit the major Missouri races, the major amendments. Now, there's lots of stuff on the ballot. I simply couldn't get to all of it. You're going to have individual things going on that aren't statewide, maybe for your county or your city. But I did cover the big ones here. The statewide races, obviously, for governor. I didn't endorse him, but he is the Republican candidate. That's Mike Kehoe. The lieutenant governor, I did endorse him. That's David Wassinger. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, also on my list. State Treasurer Vivek Malik and Attorney General Andrew Bailey. The big five there in terms of statewide races for Congress. Wagner in District 2 and, of course, Bob Onder in District 3. That's going to be a big pickup to get Onder in District 3 for conservatives. I can tell you that. In the Missouri Senate, Senate 23, Adam Schnelting. Senate 15, David Gregory. And then to the statewide amendments. Now, here's what I've done for the people, Kim, because I do this for the people. I have listed these statewide amendments here that you see right here in a short list. So the short list means you can just see how I'm voting on each one without an explanation of what they are. If you just want the short answer, yes, no, no, it's right there. But I also explain each one, and that's important. I think you need to understand what these amendments are. If you don't care, you can take my advice because it's obviously sage advice on how to vote. Or you can read my explanation for why I'm against several of these. You're not surprised that I'm against Amendment 3. That's the abortion amendment. Abortion on demand. I explain it. You can read it for yourself. Here's the great thing about this guide, not to blow my own horn. I put a link to the PDF for the Secretary of State's office. So you can go in and read the actual amendments for yourself. I mean, some of them are 8 or 10 pages long. Some of them are only 2. But you can read it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. And see if you deduce the same thing I did from reading these things. And I read all of them. And then I kind of explain in a paragraph or so what I like or don't like about each one. So I'm a no on sports wagering. I don't like the way this is being carried out. I think they're lying about how much money is going to go to the schools, and I explain why I believe that. It may pass, but it shouldn't pass just because you think it's going to mean more money for the schools, because it's not. There's no guarantee of that. It even says right in the ballot language that the school contribution could be $0. So you need to understand that, despite the lies you see on TV. Amendment 3, you know I'm a no on that one. That one's easy. Amendment 5 is a casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. Last time I was at the Lake of the Ozarks, it was busy as hell. Any weekend you go down there, it's busy. This is unnecessary, but the bigger issue is they didn't get enough signatures to put this thing on the ballot. A Cole County judge came along and overrode the Secretary of State and put it on the ballot anyway. Now, that harkens me back to the show Ozarks. I keep waiting for Marty and Wendy Bird to show up in one of these commercials. I don't understand who the big money is behind this, but they've paid off a lot of people, clearly, and they're trying to get a casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. So I'm a no on that. I don't trust them. There's a better way to do that, if that's what they're after, to be honest with you. Amendment 6, court fees for certain law enforcement officers. You need to understand this. It's not for all cops. The Supreme Court threw this thing out a while back. They said it's unconstitutional to charge a $3 fee on every court case just for this sheriff's retirement fund and for prosecutors, because it doesn't affect everybody. It just affects certain people that work in courthouses, because those funds fluctuate, right? This is to fund a pension. The state should be funding that in a different manner. This is lazy, And I always support law enforcement. This is not the right way to support law enforcement. So I'm a no on that. Ranked choice voting, it would be banned under Amendment 7. Citizen-only voting and banning ranked choice voting, that's a no-brainer. Amendment 7 is a yes. And then there's a Prop A on there about guaranteed funding for the police. This is similar to an issue that was on the ballot in August. And it would guarantee funding for now in the Kansas City Police Department. But I believe in the next legislative session, the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department will be back under state control. And if that happens, it would also have guaranteed funding for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. So I am a yes on that. All of this is in the voter guide. It will be posted online and on the Facebook page just a little bit later this morning. Maybe before the end of the show. We'll see how fast our technology wizards can work.
Get more at 971talk.com.